You've tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio and Holistic Health News, where you get the latest on medical cover-ups, government malfeasance, toxins being put in our food and home, as well as sound, clean eating principles. We are here to cast a light on what the big sick care industry and its government shills don't want you to know. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now on a long, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth. Here's your host, Gregory Luna.
Hello, everybody. This is Gregory, and welcome back to another episode of Holistic Health News. As we listen to the dying embers of Nine Inch Nails, I want to thank you for coming back to another episode. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of having daddies in your life. Because we don't want you to have daddy issues later on when you're attracted to men 20 years older than you. But just in general, the benefits of having a father in your life. So let's just get to it right now. 8 reasons why it's essential children spend time with their fathers. Now you're like, Gregory, why are you doing this episode? This doesn't have to do with naturopathy or natural remedies or weight loss. Well, you know, I like to do episodes recently of intergender dynamics, intersexual dynamics, and I mean, part of health is psychological and emotional health, right? And part of that is having a father, because this is going to improve your health. And therefore, it's connected to this podcast. And ultimately, since it's my podcast, I can just talk about whatever I want. Do you want healthier, more confident, and well-behaved children? Then they need fathers who are present in their upbringing, according to a fleet of research. Fleet, you know, this is from Britain then. Number one. The children will be healthier. The loss of a father through death or divorce could raise the risk of serious illness in later life, new research suggests. A study of 5,000 young people found a father's absence damages telomeres, the vital piece of DNA that protects the cells. Having an absent father through divorce shortened telomeres by 14%, while death shortened them by 16%. Shortened telomeres have been linked to premature aging and cancer. Researchers from Princeton University posited that the stress suffered by children with absent fathers was the cause of the shortened telomeres. Now, I'll tell you something that actually lengthens telomeres, and that's going to be intermittent fasting. Look at that connection. Look at that connection, since we just had an episode on that. Sorry, I'm trying to turn off my diffuser. I've been diffusing some eucalyptus because I got a little stuffy nose here. Now I'm drinking some chai black tea. Yeah, so fasting will actually lengthen your telomere. So again, another reason to fast. Just go back to those 3 or 4 episodes we've done on fasting. Number 2, children will end up with higher IQs. Yes, regardless of your own intelligence or lack of it, just being involved in your child's life will result in them being smarter and more prosperous, according to a new study at the University of Newcastle. A study in 2008 looked at more than 11,000 British 50-year-olds and found that those whose fathers had been heavily involved in their childhood had higher IQs. They were also more socially mobile. Quote, what was surprising about this research was the real sizable difference in the progress of children who benefited from paternal interest and how 30 years, people whose dads were involved are all more or upwardly mobile, says Daniel Nettle, the lead researcher. The data suggests that having a second adult involved during childhood produces benefits in terms of skills and abilities that endure throughout their entire life. That's a real bad British accent, sorry. Okay, so again, we know 90% of divorces initiated by women. 90% of divorces are initiated by women if the woman has a college degree, and overall it's 70%. So women, when you're thinking of divorcing your man and you have children, just remember that your kid, especially if the kids are young, and they're going to have standard custody where the guy's only going to have the kids 4 days a month, just understand you're going to make your kids stupider. More stupid, not stupid. I just think long term, right? Think of the forest, see the forest through the trees. Number 3, you'll be happier at work. A study published by the Academy of Management Perspectives in 2015 suggested that working fathers who spend more time with their children will have a greater levels of job satisfaction than those that don't. The report went on to state that men who pay attention to their families will become less focused on their work, but not to the detriment of their careers. Good, you want a balance, right, between work and home. The findings, which resulted from an online survey of nearly 1,000 working dads, provided an argument for workplaces placing a greater emphasis on matters such as paternity leave, flexible hours, and childcare facilities. Quote, organizations need to recognize fatherhood, support fathers through formal programs like flexible work arrangements and through informal means, not questioning a man who comes in late and leaves early if he gets his work done, states Beth Humbert, the co-author of the study from the University of Massachusetts, or so they would say Mass, University of Mass. Remember when they used to do the bring the kid to work day? I don't know if they do that anymore. Most companies do. I gotta drink this tea while it's still warm. Remember when they used to do that? Bring baby to work. Bring daughter to work day. Number four, your child will have improved self-esteem. The more time a child spends with his father, both alone and as part of a group, the greater confidence they grow up with. A study conducted by academics at Pennsylvania State University in 2012 followed the fortunes of 200 families, finding that children with involved fathers may develop higher general self-worth because their fathers go beyond social expectations to devote undivided attention to them. Yeah. It's important, you know, because I think a lot of guys will come home from work and they're just tired, right? And they just want to tune out and watch TV and have a beer. And the kids are like, Daddy, no, we did this. And they're like, And they just blow them off. So it's really important. I'll go and sit next to them. Pretend you're listening to them, even if you're not. This is all important stuff. Number five, you represent all men. As the first and primary male influence on your children, it's essential fathers set a positive example of how they should expect to be treated by men in the future and how they should behave towards women. Naturally, this is especially important for the father of girls, right? Of course, this is where you get daddy issues. Quote, the effect that fathers have on daughters is extremely strong, even more so than for boys. When fathers interact with their daughters, those girls have higher self-esteem and go on to succeed, says Dr. O.B. Clayton, professor of sociology at Morehouse College. Yeah, this is important. I mean, the studies are pretty clear. You know, women, girls who don't have a father around have a higher rate of delving into all the bad things like drugs and earlier onset of sex and bad stuff like that. So we don't want that. Number six, your children could get in less trouble. It may be a cultural cliche, but there is significant evidence that the children of fatherless homes are more likely to have disciplinary issues later in life. A study published in 2006 by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services stated that even from birth, children who have an involved father are more likely to be emotionally secure, be confident to explore their surroundings, and as they grow older, have better social connections with peers. These children are also less likely to get in trouble at school, home, or in the neighborhood, and later not be incarcerated, right? Because we know it's coming, right? It's something crazy, like if you look at all the people that are incarcerated in the United States, it's something like 70% of them didn't have fathers around. Let's continue. Infants who receive higher levels of affection from their fathers, in other words, babies whose fathers respond quickly to their cries and who play together, are more securely attached. This reminds me of the stepfather effect. I think I talked about this in a previous episode, but they've done studies where if there is the non-biological father in the house, let's say the woman divorces, marries a new guy. The new guy, they've done studies on this. The kid's up to 40 times more likely to get abused sexually or physically by the stepdad, but also they've done studies that show that the stepdad is less likely to hold the child that's not his, take the kid to the doctor, play with the kid, and so forth. It's kind of like a benign neglect, right? I don't know if he subconsciously or consciously knows that he's blowing him off because he's like, this isn't my child, this isn't my seed, so I'm going to blow him off. So it's even more important, guys, that the fathers are around when the children are very young. The issue is particularly peaked in the U.S. where 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes, according to the Bureau of the Census, 90%. While 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. Number seven, you'll get better at multitasking. It's been long known that a woman's brain changes when she has children, but research conducted by Yale in 2014 showed that there are chemical changes in men too. Men who are involved with their child early on adapt to fatherhood, it found, with an expansion in gray matter in some areas and shrinking in others, less important ways. When it comes to emotional response and multitasking, for instance, the newly rewired brain improves. Memory, on the other hand, suffers. That's where, like, oh, where's my keys? Where's my keys? Quote, these early father-infant interactions and emotional bonding becomes the basis of the father-infant attachment, which has a long-lasting impact on cognitive functions and social attachment for the offspring, stated the journal published in the journal. The study published in the journal Social Neuroscience. The findings may thus lead to the identification of specific brain regions of potential importance for early father-infant attachment. Sorry if I'm fumbling over these words here. The eighth one, babies can hear you more clearly. You might think your children never listen to you, but they've actually been all ears for longer than you think. That's because the male voice, as a lower tone, travels farther and can thus be heard in the womb. It's possible then that a father and baby can bond long before they meet, as the baby instantly recognizes the sound of your voice. Just look. That's amazing. Researchers have also found that a father's reluctance to partake in baby talk also helps development, complementing women's use of motherese as an important tool for speech development. So we really don't want to use baby talk. Like, we want to talk to the babies even when they're young. We don't go back, you like a do, you want to use like real words with these kids. All right. So, guys, it is important to spend as much quality time as you can with your child. So if any men are listening to this, spend more time with your children. If you're already spending a lot of time with your children, that's great. I want to tell you to spend more time with your children, but you know, try to spend time with your children, especially when they're young. And I saw that say something like the first 3 years of a baby's life is the most important. So you want to do that. And then moms, you know, every situation is different, but I mean, the statistics are 75% of divorces are initiated by women. So, you know, if you thought he was abusive, controlling, or narcissistic, or whatever it was, don't deny him access to the child, because it's important for the children. Certainly don't alienate or poison the kid against the father. Fathers, don't poison him against the mother because you're angry at them for her taking the kids away. You need to think about the children's well-being in the long run. In the long run, the child needs to see the parents getting along, co-parenting effectively and amicably. And the kids need to have equal access. This is why I believe firmly and strongly that 50-50 custody with no child support should be the standard in the entire United States, because it benefits every party. And if you women are upset, it should be 50-50 with child support. That makes no sense, because if you do standard custody, which is the man has them alternating weekends, that means you have the kids, you women, 27 days out of the month. So if you go 50-50 and it goes from 27 days to 14 days, why would you still expect the same amount if you have them less of the time? And if you don't agree with that, then honestly, then you're just looking out for wanting the money, because that point is very cogent and it should make sense to you. So 50-50 with no child support should be the standard, where each parent pays for the daycare, whatever they have, for the 14 days. And that should be the standard. We need to think about the children. Do it for the children. Do it. Guys, the website's Naturopathic Earth. Go check out all the articles and food recipes. If you want to help out this endeavor, click on the PayPal link and donate $5, $10, $1,000, whatever you want. Otherwise, you can help us out. Go to the food recipes, click on the Amazon links, go to Amazon, and anything you buy within 24 hours through that link, we get a 2% commission and no expense to you. They don't raise the prices. You can buy my new book, Revelation of a Weight Loss Warrior. Click on the link. And I believe it is $9.99 on Kindle, $14.99 paperback, or you can buy the old book, Confessions of an Obese Child, which is $5 on Kindle and $9 in paperback. That helps us out. We need some one-on-one counseling for intergender dynamics, divorce therapy, weight loss, weight management, aromatherapy, all the things we can just talk on. Click on the Clarity FM link and we can talk for $1.66 a minute for as long as you want. Those are the main ways to help us out. Please listen and subscribe and post an honest review for the three podcasts, Confessions of an Obese Child, The Essential Oils and Herbal Apothecary. We just did one on coriander, which is cilantro oil. A lot of you are like, Gregory, you're running out of oils. Yeah, I'm pretty much running out of oils. And then, of course, Holistic Health News. Guys, until next time, take care. Be good to yourself. Be good to the children. And just remember that you are loved. Bye-bye.
thank you for listening to NPE Radio and Holistic Health News. Visit our website at naturopathicearth.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Holistic News Now and at our Facebook page at Naturopathic Earth. Please consider a donation at patreon.com/naturopathicearth. Buy The Confessions of an Obese Child ebook on Amazon or Barnes & Noble Nook. Consider subscribing to our podcast. And as always, please post an honest review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to this. And remember, the core belief at NPE, let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. Until next time, music courtesy of Nine Inch Nails.